This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Engineering, supported by the Royal Academy of Engineering.
Oh, hello. It's lovely to see you back. I've just finished the designs for a new type of ice cream that never melts. Aye, it's really delicious. Yum, yum, raspberry ripple.
The only problem is that it is so cold. My tongue keeps sticking to it. Oh, I think I need a hot hair dryer.
Oh, phew. That's better. Anyway, I don't know if I told you, but recently I've been out on the road meeting some brilliant young engineers. Recently I was at Airbus. It's a massive place down in Bristol where they design and make aeroplanes. Well, while I was there, I met some inspired engineers. So, this is Craig from Airbus. Now, can you explain what it is you do here?
I'm an engineer here at Airbus, and I work on the landing gear, which are the wheels at the bottom of the aircraft. And we work out how to make them go up and down, and how hard to make them brake to make the plane stop at the end of a runway.
Well, that sounds like a pretty complicated job. Did anyone inspire you to get involved with all that complex engineering?
I think my engineering hero is George Cayley. Not many people have heard of him, but he's renowned as the father of aerodynamics. And he was built the world's first glider that carried a person, 50 years before the Wright brothers flew in their aircraft.
George Cayley, eh? Well, he sounds like a canny fellow. Let's boot up my universal Inspiromatic. Inspiro for short. Ask it anything you like, and in the blink of an eye, it will give you all the inspiring information you need.
Initializing search. C-A-Y-L-E-Y. George Cayley. Loading report.
Sir George Cayley was an engineer known as the father of aerodynamics. More specifically, he was the first person to successfully create an aircraft that could carry a man. Before Cayley, people had based their ideas of how to make a man fly on what they saw in nature. In other words, birds. Cayley ignored the flapping of the wings and studied how birds stayed in the air as they glided around. Cayley was inspired to break flight down into its component parts, namely
aerodynamics,
the effect of the movement of air,
flight dynamics,
the way you control an aircraft in the air,
structure,
design of the aircraft and what it is made from,
propulsion,
how you make the aircraft move forward.
Well, that's all very clever. But how exactly did George Cayley make someone fly?
In 1849, Cayley built his first gliding machine. It had a kite-shaped wing with an area underneath that could hold a person. And would you believe a 10-year-old boy was the pilot?
Goodness, but a kite is one thing. What about planes as we understand them today?
Cayley looked to nature for much of his inspiration. He was inspired by the shape of a trout and how it moved through the water so quickly and with so little effort. Cayley took this shape and put it on its side. In this way, he created the shape of a wing as we understand it today. The effect this has on the air and air pressure creates lift, which is what makes planes fly, and it was all down to George Cayley.
Well, well, well. I told you George Cayley was a canny lad. Oh, all this talk of planes means it really is time to fly. Let's get on and meet some more inspiring engineers. See you soon.
Inspiring Engineering, with support from the Royal Academy of Engineering. Find out more about engineering, plus see some cool video demonstrations from young engineers at funkidslive.com/engineering. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.